Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And now, let's go inside the wandering mind of a coach-killing, knee-jerking nuclear overreactor named Ben Rogers, a.k.a. the Jerry Whisperer. It's time for Now Trending in Ben.
All right, I love listening to Sean and RJ, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get up super early to go play basketball. And so I was on my way to go play basketball, and I have a long drive, so I'm listening to Sean and RJ. And I was listening right at 5:30 a.m. when the show starts. And those dudes come out firing on all cylinders. It's awesome. I get to catch the 5:30 segment quite a bit. And
I'd be mailing it in.
I would, too. I would mail in that segment so fast. And those dudes don't at all. They come out guns firing. And it was funny because they quickly got into another kind of weird, nuanced situation involving Choppy's bizarre personality. And it's I think Roy described it as the single weirdest thing about RJ, which says a lot.
I mean,
RJ is awesome. We love RJ. But RJ is incredibly unique, as you can tell by him sharing his therapy sessions on the radio. RJ is the one guy that if I see him out at about an event, like I see Sean, I'm like, dude, what's up? You know, dapping up, big hug. I never get to see you, dude. Roy, Troy, whatever, or the G-Bag Nation in that way, KNC that way. And I see RJ, and it's just black shark eyes, just emotionless. There's nothing back there. He's like, hey, how are you?
What's going on?
It's like, what? I'm like, wait, there's no bond. There's no reaction here. There's no human.
He's a wall. He's a stone wall.
It is. He's a little bit like the guy in Halloween. Was it Michael Myers? There's just those dead shark eyes, and there's just nothing back behind there, man. And but he is a fascinating human, and I think you could, you know, get a team of psychologists studying him around the clock, 365 for maybe 10 years, and come out with a phenomenal study. And this is perhaps the most incredible part of it all. He's a very unique guy with a lot of varied interests, but apparently he loves figure skating, which I don't even know how to process that. And it was really confusing to Sean, too. And Sean knew about it, so Sean allowed it to happen, and they start getting it. This is Cut 97 here, Parker. This is Sean just talking about how confused he is by Choppy and how much he loves figure skating.
As part of RJ's email last night, I'll actually read you the exact wording of it. It's as if my day wasn't already ruined by this. Now comes word that the best figure skater in the world won't compete in the Olympics because Russia is banned. I hate life right now. This sucks. She's a great skater. And men 25 to 54 love figure skating. I'm trying. Is this like a fetish thing for him? Don't laugh like you're joking because you do love it. Is it like a fetish thing? I can't figure out the figure skating thing. Female figure skating.
Okay. And then Roy starts. Roy's like, this is one of the weirdest things about RJ. He genuinely loves it. And I want to play some more audio for you. This is not a bit. Then RJ starts listing off different skaters that he knows.
What's her name? Can you name the top exactly? And I bet he can.
Yes.
This will be impressive. Can you name the top three women's figure skaters in the world?
Well, this one's Medvedeva. Now, of course,
you know me.
I was a big Plushenko fan.
What?
And he was a guy from last time, but he has retired.
Okay. He was?
But from a female figure skating perspective, I don't know. The pairs figure skating is really, really good.
By the way, this girl just turned 18.
Yeah,
RJ's obsessed with, like, that he's known for several years. She
says really?
November 19th. 1999 is her birthday.
Okay. Any other females?
No. Not really. Okay. Not really. There's a girl named Ekaterina. I can't pronounce her last name. She's terrific. But the pairs figure skaters, they're really, you know, they have ice dancing. You guys know about the ice dancing.
That sucks.
It does kind of suck. But, you know, there was, you know, 20 in 2012.
All right.
Okay, he's got so much he's keeping inside and not letting the world know about.
Yes.
Because he's the guy who likes figure skating.
And Roy's sitting there going, man, Maybe it's something from his childhood with his mom or something.
An experience. I think it might be an experience that might have happened.
Well, he went ahead and because everything is within limits. Huh? It's all open with RJ, so he goes ahead and starts talking about it.
It's just I just enjoy. I don't know why. My mom loved it, and she always watched it. My dad always made fun of her about it.
Good job, boy.
And I would watch it as a kid, and that's correct.
Nice.
I can't argue with that one.
Brings you closer to your mother.
Yeah.
I understand that. Everybody's mom liked a little figure skater.
Remember Jamie Soleil from Canada? That was back in...
No. That was my favorite part.
What are we doing?
Okay, so it was so great because, first of all, bravo, RJ. Like what you like. Screw everybody. Like what you like. Screw me, too. But I'm fascinated by it, but I respect that you like what you like.
Like what you like, but, you know, you're probably going to get made fun of it.
Yeah, but it's all right. Yeah, but we don't want to all be robots and like the same stuff. That's great that he likes that, but it's weird. But
yeah, it's weird.
And so Roy is being all supportive, and it's a sensitive, tender moment. And Sean just goes, all right, that's enough. He's had it. And so I just thought that was so much fun, and I love listening to those guys. But I thought that was really brilliant.
I'm at a loss of words with that guy now. I mean, figure skating, like if you like Blades of Glory, that's one thing. Or if you like the Tonya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan drama, you know, that's another thing. To sit there and be like, oh, man, and know the rankings? That's insanity.
You know, that's a great job. And he knows all these names. All right, so I want to move on in trending.
He knew a bunch of the guy skaters, too. Don't forget that.
So last night, this has actually gone on for two nights. And those of you who have a carbon monoxide detector in your home, maybe you'll understand my pain. But every once in a while, there's one up in my room, and it just so happens that the ceiling in our bedroom is pretty high. They put the carbon monoxide detector at the highest point of the ceiling. I mean, my normal ladder just isn't even enough to get there. I mean, it's incredibly inconvenient. And I don't understand what the hell it's beeping for, because it's not beeping for carbon monoxide. Turns out it needs a new battery.
Yeah.
I'm like, why the hell does it need a battery? It's hardwired into the ceiling. And it's like, okay, it has a battery that's a backup in case you lose power. It can still tell you if you're about to die from carbon monoxide poisoning. Great. Well, I haven't had any power outages. How did I already lose the battery? I've only been there, you know, I don't know, 2 years or something, right? And so how did I already lose a battery? So I get up to this thing. I finally get a ladder big enough. This thing is waking me up throughout the night, and it'll beep for a while. But if you mess with it and you try to change the battery, it'll wake up the whole house, because every carbon monoxide detector in the house will start going, and all my kids will be awake. Their whole week of school will be ruined. So I have to just sit there in my room and let the one in my ceiling just go nuts and keep me awake all night.
Are the other ones placed at a level that you can actually get to it and change the battery?
I mean,
why is that the one that's impossible to reach?
Right. They're all at the top of a room or whatever, but this one just happens to be at the, I know, it's ridiculous.
Wouldn't it need to be at, like, face level? So, like, because I feel like it takes a long time for it to get to the
top.
Yes,
right.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
So I wasn't able to sleep much the night before, it wasn't like it went off for 10 hours in a row. It would go off for about 15 minutes every 45 seconds, and then it was done.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're like, oh, well, whatever it's doing, it's done. I'm good. I can go to sleep now.
There it goes.
And then an hour, 2 hours later, do it again. I'm like, so I decided last night to get on it before I went to bed and get it fixed. So I climb up there. I'm risking death. I mean, I'm
top.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I look like a big old fat walrus trying to do a trick on top of this ladder. I mean, I'm on the top step of the ladder, balancing myself.
You got a broom?
Reaching up on my ceiling. And I get this thing out. I twist it off, and it's not even plugged in. And I climb down, and I'm looking at it, and it's still beeping. Even though I'm holding it in my hand, the wires are beeping. I'm like, how? What is beeping? Why all the beeping? I start tinkering with this thing, messing with it. It was the biggest pain in the ass. It took a 9-volt battery. I mean, it probably took me 2 hours last night to solve this riddle and actually be able to. And I already had two of my kids were asleep. At one point, I'm messing with it. It sets all the alarms off and wakes up. My 10-year-old son comes down. He's like, I thought there was a fire.
The whole neighborhood.
God, man. And it's embarrassing because I'm not really a handyman. had to get the neighbor to come over and help me with it. It's really embarrassing. Yeah, so it's, you know, now my
like
wife's...
Like the time you had Pettis come kill that mice, that mouse?
Yes, so it's demasculating, I guess, and it's my wife sitting there looking at me going, seriously, dude, you can't even change the battery. Well,
tell her to do it.
It was just a bad experience, and I just decided I'd rather die of carbon monoxide poisoning than have to deal with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I can't even take them out of the house, dude.
I'm the same way with smoke detectors. With the smoke detector, there it is, and it starts going. I'm pretty sure that me and Kavanaugh in our place, our smoke detector is not a thing.
Why?
Because where it's supposed to be, there's just a wiring is all it is. And the cover for it's like in a closet.
There it is.
Damn
God,
it.
That's so annoying.
It is. It's horrible.
And so, like, you can't tell where it's coming from.
Yeah.
And it doesn't do it, like, right when you get over to the area where you think it is, all of a sudden it stops beeping.
It is it right when you fall asleep, too.
Yeah. I believe that Satan invented those. This is an elaborate thing. The devil invented carbon monoxide just for this reason.
I'd take my chances with carbon monoxide.
I would, too. This is unbelievably cruel torment to have to go through. And anyway, so I didn't die, but it was probably the riskiest thing I've ever done.
And your neighbor helped you, though, so that's good. It's neighborly hangout
time.
It's
embarrassing that I can't do it myself. I have to go down the bullpen and bring in a real man to solve the things around the house. I got to walk out to the mound. My wife walks to the mound, makes me hand her the ball. Then she taps her arm, and a real man comes in to solve everything around the house. Oh man. She spends so much time with her personal trainer.
The most adult homeowning story.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's all that crap you got to deal with.
I'm curious if anyone out there can relate to this story. Text in 877-881-1053. I want to see if anybody out there relates to this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.